Hello, I'm Eric Vernon with the law firm of Baldwin & Vernon in Independence, Missouri. And I did a previous podcast a little bit about the history of Miranda and what Miranda actually is. And today I want to talk a little bit about Miranda in practice, how it actually applies. There's actually some very specific rules about when the Miranda warnings are required by police. For example, you have to be in custody. If you are not in custody, if you're, say, at your house and the police or some law enforcement agency knocks on your door and says, we'd like to ask you some questions about that dead body down the street. If you don't know what they're talking about, or if you do know what you're talking about, you may want to say, I'd rather not talk to you right now without having talked to an attorney. But they don't have to tell you. At that point, if they're just suspicious or they're looking for information, if you are not in custody, they do not have to read your Miranda warnings. Similarly, Miranda warnings only become an issue if you are actually being interrogated. If the police have actually asked you a question, did you kill your wife, and they don't, and you're in custody when they ask you and you answer and they haven't given you Miranda warnings, we can keep that answer out of court. We can prevent a jury from ever hearing it. But on the other hand, if the police come to you and say you're under arrest for killing your wife and they don't ask you any questions, they just tell you what you've been charged with and you say, oh my gosh, I did it. That we're not going to be able to keep out of court because that was not in response to any question that the law enforcement asked you. So you have to remember, Miranda warnings only apply if you're in custody, and they only apply if the police have been asking you questions. Here's another thing. In order to get the police to stop asking you questions, you can't just remain silent. If you remain silent, they can keep asking you questions. If you want to stop them, you have to use the magic words. And the magic words are, I want a lawyer. We call it the invocation of your rights. You'll hear attorneys say, you have to invoke. And invoking means saying, I want to talk to a lawyer. Once you say, I want to talk to a lawyer, law enforcement has to stop questioning you if you're in custody. So that's the key. And like I said in the last podcast, I want to practice. I always want my clients to practice because I've had clients in the past who came to me because the police called them and wanted to talk to them. They went downtown, they were arrested, and they forgot to say, I want a lawyer. So, practice along with me. I want a lawyer. I want a lawyer. Now, if you say that and you remember it, say it if you've ever get arrested, say, I want a lawyer, and that will stop the questioning. And don't change your mind. If you change your mind, if you call the police back because they keep you in, they put you on the 24-hour hold and you can't sleep and you feel terrible and they told you, hey, if you talk to us, we'll let you out of here. And you think to yourself, well, maybe I changed my mind. If you change your mind and call them back in, that's kind of on you. The police, if you tell the police you've changed your mind and you want to talk to them, then that previous invocation of your rights is right out the door. Finally, good law enforcement officers will have a Miranda waiver form, and they will sit it down in front of you, and they will give you a pen, and they will ask you to go. They'll read you your right not to testify against yourself, and they'll ask you to initial that you understand it. And then at the bottom, there will be a check mark for either waive your rights or invoke your rights and place the sign for it. If they do that to you, I suggest you do not waive your rights. You sign their form saying, I'm invoking my rights. I want a lawyer. So, remember, the magic words, I want a lawyer. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you again soon.